All right, so we're doing a deep dive today, and it's all about, those airplanes everyone loves, right? But specifically, like, how do they stay up there? We're talking MROs, that's the folks in the maintenance, repair, and overhaul biz. You were curious about them, how they've been adapting since, COVID threw the whole world for a loop. So we dug into this article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine. It's from May 2022, so think of it as a time capsule. And get this, in early 22, the number of airliners globally was the same as in 2017. Kind of wild, right?
Yeah, it's really something. It really speaks to how the industry kind of like took a deep breath and held it for a while there. The article calls it a tangible recovery. Flight hours were going up as things were opening back up. But I mean, huge question marks everywhere you looked, right?
Yeah.
Inflation was nuts. Ukraine war was breaking out. A lot of uncertainty.
Like trying to fix a plane while the ground's shaking underneath you. Someone in the article even said, and I quote, "It's really a matter of the ability of our revenue recovery to keep up with cost escalation." And man, does that resonate, even just thinking about like car repairs these days.
Absolutely, yeah. And that actually leads right into what I find so interesting. The article's big point is that MROs, they had to go digital, like not because it was trendy, but because they had to during the pandemic. Remote work, supply chains, a mess they had to adapt, and fast.
Right.
But here's the thing, those digital tools, they're now a competitive edge. It's fascinating.
It's like they say, necessity and all that, but who knew it'd lead to such cool tech? Okay, ready for this? Drones. Like, doing the inspections instead of people crawling around on those planes. Lufthansa Technikies. Like, all over this. They even, hold on, they're using AI so the drones don't bump into each other in the hangar. It's like drone air traffic control or something.
It's smart though, right? It's because it's not just about the tech itself. Remember how the article is talking about those pain points for MROs?
Mm-hmm.
Labor shortages being a big one. So automation, drones, AI, it's all helping fill that gap.
Like a high-tech workforce. And speaking of, this next one blew my mind. Safran and ATR, they made this thing, Smart Lander. And get this, it can figure out what's wrong with landing gear in under an hour. Used to take weeks. Imagine what that does for like how fast they can get planes back in the air.
And that ties right into sustainability, which the article mentioned. Efficiency is key there, right?
Yeah.
Faster diagnostics, less downtime, less of an impact.
So faster planes, greener planet. I like it. Oh, and Delta, they're in the game too. Pressure sensing tech can find tiny cracks on the outside of a plane. Takes 1 hour. 1 hour. That used to be a whole day of inspections. What else are they working on?
Makes you think. But it's all part of this shift. The article talks about predictive maintenance, not just fixing stuff, but using data, all this tech, to predict problems before they even happen.
Like they're fortune tellers, but for airplanes. Seriously, though, all this cool tech does make you wonder about the people part of all this, right? So it's like instead of replacing people, we're like giving them superpowers with all this tech, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the article really hits on that. Remember that stat, 85% of MRO execs saying staffing is their biggest worry. It's not just about bodies. It's having people who can, actually work with all these advancements.
Right. Got to have someone to program those drone flight plans.
Exactly. And it makes you think. This article from back in 2022, it was onto something. They called it the rise of the connected aircraft. Basically, imagine planes that are like constantly sending info back how they're doing, any little hiccups, like that computer in your car, but way more complex, feeding right back to the maintenance crews.
Okay, so like Minority Report, but for airplanes?
Basically. But think about it. Has that actually happened? Like in the news since 22? We hear about data breaches all the time now, right?
Oh, right.
It's a huge deal. All that data flying around, hackers love it.
Yeah. So it's like this amazing tech could also be a target.
Exactly. It's a whole extra thing MROs are dealing with now on top of everything else.
Okay, so let's recap for a sec. We've got this industry costs are up, not enough skilled workers. They got to be green, got to have the latest tech and deal with hackers. But this article also said MRO spending is going to go UP in the next few years. How does that even work?
It seems counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
But think about it. People aren't going to stop flying. In fact, more and more people are flying. And all those planes, they need a lot of upkeep, upgrades, the whole nine yards.
So even if all the challenges, the MROs are like essential.
Exactly. Imagine like owning a vintage car. It's beautiful, but needs constant work, maybe even some big renovations. But it's worth it because it's unique and valuable.
Perfect example. So knowing what we know now, if you were an investor, would you put your money into the MRO world? What would make you say yes?
It's a good question, right?
It really is. And for everyone listening, let us know what you think. Hit us up on social media. Keep this conversation going. This was a fascinating deep dive. Thanks for joining us.